This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for the FayettevilleFlyer.com. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about holiday trips and destinations in a moment, but both you and I saw some movies on DVD over the weekend that we had not seen in the theater, and I want to talk about those first. You saw one that you didn't really want to see in the theater, but you said was pretty good.
Yeah, I was surprised, and I looked it up, and this movie's actually done pretty well. As far as box office, and that was something that came out last spring, and I thought, oh, this looks like a nightmare, but it's been pretty good, and it was the best exotic Marigold Hotel.
You never had qualms with the cast, which is loaded with some of the
finest... No, it's like Downton Abbey.
Right.
Like half the cast from Downton Abbey's in it.
Helen Mirren.
Not Helen Mirren. Judi Dench, Penelope Wilton, Maggie Smith.
Nye.
Oh yeah, Tom Wilkinson. So I mean, it's a huge cast, directed by the guy who did Shakespeare in Love.
But you and I had mentioned that the previews, which were very long, if you saw them in the theater, kind of gave away what you thought was the whole story and looked a bit cloying and a little over sentimental. But you said it was a good movie.
Yeah, I mean, if you're expecting to have your world rocked, it's not going to happen.
But you don't have to have that every time.
But if you're expecting a nice, lighthearted movie that shows you kind of what it's like to age and the fears that go along with it, then it's a good movie.
Which is a welcome relief from the movie that I saw this weekend, or I should say the movie I started to see and did not finish, which was Cowboys and Aliens with Daniel Craig and Harrison Ford. And I have to tell you, it was a mishmash, and I thought it was just not worth the time and effort, and I saw it, on a cable service, not for free, but I didn't have to pay extra for it. I'd give that a pass, and you'd say, yeah, Marigold Hotel is worth it.
And that's one of those things. When I saw last year The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, I remember thinking that's the first time I think I had ever seen anything with Daniel Craig in it, because I've never watched a Bond movie. But now he's coming out with, I guess, the 27th or 28th Bond movie this weekend.
And
there's a lot of anticipation for it. I saw him and Javier Bardem and Judi Dench. They were on Graham Norton the other night on BBC. And this is a movie that's got a lot of potential to do extremely well. It already has in other parts of the world.
Okay, so we've caught up on movies. Let's talk about holidays and travel.
Yeah, a few weeks ago we went over to Eureka with some friends, and it just reminded me that the fall, the late fall, even into the holiday season, is really, I think, the best time to go to somewhere like Eureka, where it's already kind of quiet in its own little world. But there's something about this time of year that, if you're looking for something that's not terribly expensive to do, it's a great place to go. And you can normally rent a cottage or a house, maybe because of the economy, for, lower than maybe you could 5 years ago. And they're pretty charming, and there's a lot of really great, reputable little ones. There's also B&Bs and some actual, hotels as well, like the Crescent. But it's a great time of year to go over there.
Other fall, early winter trips or destinations you recommend?
Well, I mean, if you have a family and you're looking for something more family-friendly, I mean, Silver Dollar City, for the most part, they do an amazing job at Christmas about lighting that place and really creating a great environment. So I think that, that's a great family-friendly destination. And even the downtown area there, they light it up for the holidays. So that's great. Tulsa is wonderful. If you're a shopper, you can go to Utica Square, and they always light that up. That's a nice place to visit, and Little Rock, of course. And then if you want to stay home, both Fayetteville and Bentonville light their squares, and like the Fayetteville lighting will happen right before Thanksgiving, and they always do a great job with the parade. So there's a lot of lower priced great weekend vacations. I mean, do you have a favorite thing you like to do?
talk about quiet. If you go to Devil's Den this time of year, you know, go to Devil's Den any time of year and it's fun. But if you go in spring or summer, it's a bustling place and in a good way. There are people that are camping and having fun. You'll find actually perhaps the one place left in America where you'll find an impromptu softball game spring up. But this time of year, when it's beautiful and it's pretty quiet, I think Devil's Den or Hobbs
or Ponca
or Ponca
or
exactly.
Jasper. Yeah.
I think this is a great time to do overnight camping. It's still not generally freezing cold, I think. And Lake Weddington. You talk about a hidden gem if you can go to Lake Weddington and get one of the cabins that's on the other side of the lake if you're going off the highway. Well worth the time. And I don't know. I'm like you. I'm looking for something quiet this time of year, especially post-election and pre-holiday. And I think that's the best way to find that.
Well, whether it be a cabin, camping, a hotel, whatever, there's a lot of options and they're a lot more reasonable than they once were. So anybody should be able to find something to get away over the next few weeks.
And well advised to do so. Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club. You can find that at FayettevilleFlyer.com. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.